Welcome to episode 213 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. Today we continue the study of the Gospel of Luke. The most famous Christian hymn is arguably John Newton's Amazing Grace. There's a line from the song which says, "I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see." Many sing the hymn without realizing what lost means. In the Bible, to be lost is to be outside of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said in Luke 19, verse 10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Spiritually lost people are separated from God, unable to find their way back to Him. To be lost is to have wandered away and to be helpless to find the way back. A hiker might be lost when he takes a wrong path and does not know how to return to the right one. A driver might be lost when caught in a blizzard and he's cut off from GPS and can't find his bearings. A child might be lost when she wanders too far from her parents and does not know where they are. Human beings are spiritually lost because we have wandered away from God and we do not know how to find Him again. Isaiah 53, verse 6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." The Bible compares human beings to sheep, because sheep are by nature defenseless. They tend to follow a leader, regardless of where that leader is taking them. Sheep need a shepherd to survive. A shepherd protects them from attacks, guides them to good grazing, and keeps watch so that none are lost. Sheep tend to wander from the herd and can become easy targets for predators. In a spiritual sense, people are prone to wander and become easy targets for the enemy, Satan. Without Jesus, our good shepherd, we are spiritually lost and unable to find God on our own. Jesus tells us about 1010 living, about his desire that we experience life to the full in the context of being the good shepherd. If we are lost, if we are on our own, if we are out of the reach of our protector and savior, we cannot enjoy an abundant life. In Luke 15, Jesus tells three parables of things which are lost and then found. Let's look at each of them in turn. Luke 15, verses 3 to 7. Then Jesus told them this parable. "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." The good shepherd is willing to leave the 99 sheep in the fold to go in search of one lost sheep. Note that the text does not say that the one which is lost is a lamb. Some assume that it is given that it is lost and given that the shepherd carries it on his shoulder back to safety. But the assumption that it is a lamb suggests youth, immaturity, maybe inexperience. But even older sheep can get lost. The sheep would never have found the shepherd on its own. This parable demonstrates God's tender concern for every individual. He stops at nothing to find those who need him and bring them safely into his presence. Just as lost sheep cannot find the shepherd on their own, lost people cannot find God on their own. God seeks to glorify himself through us, his sheep, his sons and daughters. Despite having 99 other sheep, despite the sinful rebellion of his lost sheep, God joyfully receives it back, just as he does when we repent and return to him. Luke 15, verses 8 to 10. "Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin.' In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." The woman does not take a lax attitude towards her lost possession. No. First, she lights a lamp, necessarily expending oil, so that she can see clearly. Next, instead of simply glancing here and there, she uses a broom or some utensil to sweep her house so that she can reach places that might otherwise be inaccessible to her. Above all, she searches carefully. There's no hint of indifference, only diligence. This coin is valuable. She must find it at all costs. When we are lost sinners, we are not just out there, somewhere away from God. God longs for us so much that he took the ultimate action. He offered up his son as a sacrificial lamb. This he did to cleanse the sinner from sin and restore him to himself. He will go to any length to redeem lost souls. Luke 5:11-32.
Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I am starving to death? I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men." So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found."
The picture of the father receiving the son back into relationship is a picture of how we should respond to penitent sinners. This parable not only reiterates God's tender love for the lost, but it's also a rebuke for the Pharisees who resent the sinners and tax collectors who gather around Jesus. Every human being is either lost or found. We all belong to one of those two categories. The first step in becoming found is to admit that we are lost. We agree with God that our sin deserves punishment, and we acknowledge that the punishment Jesus suffered is sufficient to pay for it. We humbly receive that gift through faith. In a divine exchange, God transfers our sin to the cross and transfers Christ's righteousness to our account. We then enter into a new relationship with God as one of his own. We are no longer lost. We have been found, forgiven, and given a fresh start. That's why Christians can joyfully sing, "I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see." Father, thank you that even though we are lost, you go to great lengths to find us and bring us home. Help us not to resist the efforts to rescue us from our lost condition. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.